Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome to another edition of Spits and Suds. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan, and joining me on today's program as we get ready for Game 6 tomorrow night right here in Dallas-Fort Worth, the barn will be rocking as the Stars have a 3-2 series lead, but getting a little bit tight. And joining me is Sean Shapiro from EP Ringside. He also has a terrific Substack with terrific game recaps and a lot of analytics and just some things that you like to think of. I personally love reading it. It's Shap Shots. So when you go to Substack, just search for Shap Shots. All of this information can be found at Sean Shapiro, also an actor in the late game movie. He's just all over the place. He's our NHL and Stars Spits and Suds insider. How are you, my friend?
I'm pretty good today, Gavin. It's Friday, we're talking about playoff hockey, and I know the Stars lost last night, but there's still at least two more games left in this season, no matter what happens tomorrow night. And
that's true.
I was at a rink earlier today, so it's I can't complain. Any day I'm go to a rink and getting paid to do it, and then you and I get to talk hockey. It's a good day. So
yeah, absolutely. And let's start with that, because I love the versatility, because one of the things about Spits and Suds is I want to show versatility, that it's more than just Stars and more than just NHL. And earlier today, you were covering the USA Hockey goalie development camp. And I want you to go into it, because the timeliness of this is very interesting, because you have Hellebuck versus Ottinger, and you also have a rise of American goalies and their effectiveness in the NHL. Thatcher Demko, obviously, is a good one. Jeremy Swayman is another good goalie. So lots of American goalies, and we didn't always see that.
Yeah, and we'd be remiss if we didn't bring up Dustin Wolf and what he's doing in Calgary right now and everything like that. So, yeah, I was yesterday and today I spent time over at USA Hockey Arena here, and there's the USA Hockey's national goalie development going on, and the camp is for top men's goalies between 16 and 19, and some of the top women's goalies between 16 and 22. I spoke with I had a great chat with the starting goalie for Wisconsin yesterday, who won a national championship obviously this year, and talked a lot about her game and everything like that. So not just the men here, but the women's program as well. And it's an interesting thing to look at, obviously, when you look at two American goalies going head to head in this Stars Jets series that we've been talking about and everything like that. And it's, for me, it's one of the topics as someone who plays the position in beer league to a adequate level for beer league, and as someone who loves studying it and everything like that, it's really cool to kind of see how players and the position evolves, right? So one of the big things that's been talked about in this playoff, Gavin, and it's not just in the Stars series, but multiple series, is plays out of the corner and how goalies play them. And we had the goal that Ottinger let up in game four, in game four coming out of the corner, where probably the only gaffe he had in that 3-1, in that the 3-1 win in that one. And then another kind of play out of the corner last night, on the now 5-on-3, so it's a tough spot, but another kind of little dip play down low. And it's interesting kind of watching that in the NHL game, and then I go and I watch some of these top goalies for their age group in the United States. They're just working on plays out of the corner and the different ways to attack it and everything like that. And it's also it's to me, it's kind of cool to look at the future and kind of look at where things go, and then also kind of ask some questions for why things work. And it's like, I've got a pretty good story coming out, a couple stories coming out next week from this camp over at ShapShotsHockey.com or ShapShots on Substack, if you search it there. Just looking at a couple different, I think, kind of unique angles that you probably won't read other places. Looking at why goalies don't catch pucks anymore. Really interested, but spent way too much time talking about that today with Steve Thompson, who's the USA Hockey's director of goaltender development, and kind of something that Jake Ottinger is actually very good at. Well, a lot of NHL goalies don't catch pucks like they used to, and to talking with some of the female goalies and the difference between what it's like to how the men's game and the women's game are completely different from a goaltending perspective. And it's a really interesting perspective. So some fun stuff on topics I'm really nerdy about, and I really enjoy diving into coming early next week. So I appreciate the chance to shout that out there.
Yeah, no, I like it. In fact, after that win, you pointed out on that Ehlers goal, a goaltending technique that you went into on your Shap Shots that I was fascinated by, that different goalies, and you talked about basically two systems which goalies use, and one is kind of fading out and the other is kind of making its way. I forget the names of them, Sean, but I was I was really fascinated that how they play those corners. And if I was reading it correctly, and tell me if I'm wrong as a goalie, the purpose is obviously to close down that near post, but also give yourself a little bit, I don't even want to say cheating, but give yourself an edge to get across. Would that be correct?
Yeah. And so kind of the terminology that people think of when those plays come out of the corner, there's the RVH, which is stands for the reverse vertical horizontal, where you see the goalie's foot up against the post. And there's some goalies who use that way more in their movement, in their explosiveness. And it's a move that it's a post integration save technique that was really popularized by Jonathan Quick, that Jonathan Quick brought into the league basically as a result of playing against the Sedins, because they would kill teams down low, and they would kill goalies down low. And so, we saw in the first round against Colorado, Mackenzie Blackwood moves out of that spot all the time and makes so many saves out of that space, and it's a strength for him. We see a lot of other, we've seen kind of a change in goaltending, and it's to another kind of post play, which is known as it's in short term, it's called the panda, or the panda post lean, because it looks like, and it was a term that was popularized by Jordan Siglett. Shout out to a fellow Bowling Green alum there, and Jordan Siglett, by the way.
Nice.
It was popularized by the Calgary Flames director of goaltending, Jordan Siglett, because it looks like a panda trying to scratch his back against the post. And so there's times sometimes where you might look at Jake Ottinger, and when you see him making a save selection along the post or anything like that, and you see the foot outside of the post. That is something that is more of kind of that new age technique, where it's trying to fight against some of the holes that were there from the RVH, the reverse vertical horizontal. So to kind of keep people, so they don't lose me, because I realize I'm just yelling terms out now, but it's goaltending evolves all the time. And it's a thing that is, because the game has gotten faster, the skill has gotten higher, there are different problems that get presented and gets and goalies have to find ways to solve them in different ways. And one of the reasons I think Jake Oettinger is so successful is he does find his own ways to problem solve. And that was one of the notable things for me. I'm watching this goalie this goalie development camp this week, and I was talking to Steve Thompson and then Dave Lassonde, who's the USA Hockey's national goalie coach. And one of the things they're intentionally doing with these drills is they're presenting the goalies with a problem, but they're not giving them the solution, because it's not like in there's no other hockey is the if you really think about it, Gavin, right? Like, hockey is the only sport where a coach doesn't have the timeout function mid play. I know technically it's not like a baseball manager can call a timeout mid throw, but there's always the opportunity for a baseball manager to stop the game and fix things. In basketball, you get so many timeouts and everything like that. In football, there's a stoppage up there and everything like that. If you see something you don't like as a coach, you can literally stop the game. It's not like in hockey where you can a guy can be coming on a breakaway and you're like, oh, I'm going to use my timeout now.
Yeah.
So it's the like it was an example that one of the coaches brought up to me today. Like, you have to teach goalies, you have to put goalies in spots where they're willing to become problem solvers and approach things different ways, and what works for them might not always work for everyone else. So it's a fascinating topic for me. I have rambled quite a bit. I hope that I've connected with an audience a little bit here, and I hope they're still listening, because Gavin deserves people to still listen to this show.
I personally find it fascinating. I know the focus should be on the Stars, but at the same time, this to me is learning. And mm-hmm. when our listeners watch a goaltender, whether it's Hellebuck or Oettinger in this series, they might see those small little tidbits and say, oh, I learned that on Spits and Suds. So for me, I think that was my whole goal of this podcast, to do a Stars podcast, but grow this great game. And I love learning and soaking in this information from people like you and others. So I personally was fascinating. Okay. NHL player safety. With the news that Jamie Benn has been fined $5,000, the maximum allowed under this collective bargaining agreement for roughing Winnipeg's Mark Scheifele last night's game. Sean, I don't know. I mean, I just thought it wasn't a warranted shot by Jamie Benn. I'm trying to be clean here because Stars fans got mad at me on Twitter. and I don't know. I'm getting a lot of, well, have you seen what Scheifele has done in this series? And I'm like, either I'm watching a different series. I don't know what Scheifele's doing. Like, if he's getting under his skin, that's a lot of players. But I just felt as though, you know, that was just, to me, it was a tough look. But Stars fans obviously enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's the... What's the right terminology here?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, it's kind of like, I'm trying to think of the right terminology here, because it's on one hand, it's not a big deal.
Right.
Right. It's in a level. It's not a big deal. You got a $5,000 fine. $5,000 fine is really nothing. Jamie Benn made what? In real money, made something like, I think his deal was like,
yeah,
I know his cap hit.
Million.
Yeah. We made around $7 million this year. So yeah. For Jamie Benn getting fined $5,000 is really nothing. And it didn't hurt the Stars. And maybe it riles up the right people and sends a message for game six.
Yeah.
For me, the conversation. All of that is, I want to be careful on how I say this, but I want to get this point out there. For me, the bigger question is, where is the conversation that Pete DeBoer or Tyler Seguin or somebody else from leadership has with Jamie Benn? Because if he just punches Mark Scheifele in the face by itself and that's it, it's like, all right, that's frustration. And yet, but this is a guy who's been consistently taken. He can be counted on for a bad offensive zone penalty per game right now, almost.
Yeah.
Right. Like it's like, and has been has been struggling and doing all of that. And so to me, it's kind of like it's part of the larger group of issues. Is I don't have an issue with, I mean, I do have an issue with the punch. It's a penalty or whatever. It's a penalty, and it's kind of like, it feels kind of Bush to do it, honestly. But it's the, to me, it's the, if I'm a Stars perspective, it's the larger issues here. It's the, you can't have the guy who, if you win 16 games, is going to have Gary Bettman call him over to the center ice, taking bad, he can't be counted, he can't be taking a bad penalty every game. He can't be letting things like this get to him the way they are. And that, to me, is the, I don't know who has that conversation with Jamie, because Jamie is clearly not having that conversation with himself.
Yeah.
So for me, that's the sign where somebody from the Stars, whether it's Pete DeBoer, whether it's Tyler Seguin, who has been his basically vice captain for 6 to 7 years now, somebody who's got to be like, hey, we'll follow you to the end of the earth, but you got to stop leading us to some bad side quests.
Yeah. Here. Yeah. I agree. And on that note, I know coaches can be stingy about big changes in playoffs, but with no points, what are the thoughts on sitting Mason Marchment?
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It is a, it would be bold, wouldn't it?
Yeah. That's why I don't think it'll happen, but I'm watching him and I'm like, okay, it's one thing if you do what you do and you commit penalties, but like offensively, you're making a difference. I'm just not seeing the impact offensively. And I'm like, okay, yeah, maybe you could throw a spark in there.
Well, when's the last time, when's the last game you watched Mason Marchment play and he was a net positive?
Yeah.
Stars.
That's a great question.
Like, that is, I'm pulling up his game log right now to look at it just to try to think about it. But, like, I mean, he had the, I even forgot he scored in game five against Colorado because it was that six. Like, it's the, I mean, if he's playing the 12, 13, 14 minutes a night he is right now, and he's just taking penalties, he's
right,
not really, he's not getting many shots. I mean, Gavin, the other thing, the crazy thing to me about Mason Marchment is this is something where, because the official decided not to push it any further, we're talking about a guy that probably should have been suspended.
I agree.
After he slashed the official, right? Yes. I know you could call it a love tap, you could say whatever you want, but
it's a dangerous precedent.
That's a danger. Yeah, very. And the official decided not to call it abusive official, so that's why it ended there. And so, Mason Marchment should have been suspended in this series, because to me, there is, whether you think the officials are right or wrong or whatever, they are still human beings. And no, you cannot open the door for,
right,
for, like, that was a whack on the shins by Mason Marchment on the official. And so he should have been, in my view, he should have been suspended for a game or two already in this series. So I don't think the Stars will sit him, but I think it's something where you owe yourself the conversation about it. And
yeah,
it's one of those conversations where you sit down, you sit Mason down and have the conversation with the full understanding of him of like, hey, you're going to sit this game, you're going to be back in the lineup for the next game. Like, you do one of those where it's like, hey, you're going to, like, you kind of lay out a plan there. But, like, it's got to be, it's been a lot of net negatives. And we,
yes,
can't have net negatives if you're trying to win 16 games between April 22nd and June 21st or whatever it is.
Well, I also think, and we're human,
yep,
that I believe it's exasperated from a fan base point of view when, after the penalty is committed, he thinks it's the biggest robbery in the history of hockey and just cannot believe it, and then goes to the smiling and stuff. And I'm not saying, like, I'm just saying it's human nature that,
yeah,
like, when I'm watching this game and he commits the penalty and I'm frustrated, and then for the player, and I'm thinking to myself, I don't play in the league, but I know that's a penalty. Why would you even put yourself in that situation? Because these are not, like, you know, mm-hmm, a hard into the boards and maybe a boarding or a cross check or a trip when you're working in the corner. These are just, I'm going to wrap this player up. Offensive end penalties, like you mentioned with Ben and Marchment, these are just not, I don't even want to use the term quality play penalties, just hardworking penalties.
Well, maybe one of the silver linings to come out of last night is the, and this is going to sound weird, but hear me out for a second. One of the silver linings to come out of last night is the Jets killed the Stars in the power play, and that's what ended the game.
Yes.
So all of a sudden, now you have an actionable point on the whiteboard or on the presentation from Pete DeBoer when he talks to his team of, look, we're not just going to get away with it all the time. Right. I think that was one of the reasons, like, it's kind of one of those things where the Stars penalty kill has been great and everything like that. And,
awesome.
But one of the, I think we can take some dumb penalties because it's not going to hurt us in the end. And maybe last night was one of, maybe that's one of those where internally you find a way to spin that as a positive from a teaching perspective or a focus perspective to look. We can't do this. We can't give the Jets six power plays. Like, the whole, like, you just can't. Like, Kyle Connor is going to eventually score on the power play. That's going to happen.
Yeah.
Let's make sure that happens in October and not May.
Right. that's a really good point. Mentioned this to David Castillo the other day. Wyatt Johnston has been really quiet in this series.
I think so, yeah. he's been quiet. He's been quietly good at times too. Uh-huh. He had the play on the Josh. He had the play on Josh Morrissey on the Josh Morrissey empty net in game four. Yeah, that was game four, right? No, was that game three or four? The where he broke up the Josh Morrissey empty net one, and then the Stars go and score at the other end. I can't remember whether that was game three or four, but there's been a couple. There's been a couple solid Wyatt Johnston 200-foot player type moments. But there's been, he hasn't had the Wyatt Johnston take over a game type thing. So that goes for a lot of the players on this team, right? If a player's nationality is not Finnish, they probably have not delivered on the hype of this series right now outside of the goalie. So that's just a reality right now, I think.
No, that's true. So Sean, I want to give you your props. You were just way in front of anyone else talking about the Stars upon a Miro Heiskanen return going 7 defensemen, 11 forwards, and that came to fruition. Are you at the point now where it's time with Heiskanen's minutes getting up, just about 18 minutes time on ice last night, after watching these past two games? Saturday night, if you're Pete DeBoer, do you go 11 and 7 defensemen, or do you switch now to 6 defensemen and 12 forwards?
I'm ready to go back to 12-6. I think 11-7 worked for when it did. And I think it worked to as an insurance policy to get Miro in. And then I think it worked last night when just because you weren't sure, but now we've seen Miro at the minutes, the 18 minute mark. We also have seen a little bit of the negative effects possibly of 11-7, where Alexander Petrovic is in the game, but he isn't getting as many shifts, and then he takes a penalty. And you kind of get things a little disjointed, and you maybe could having a complete complement of a fourth line or third line, whatever we want to call it, how you do it with of 12 forwards, maybe that works things a little bit better too. So I would go back to 12-6 now for the next game. Miro's minutes, I feel confident enough that Miro can play 18 to 20 minutes. And I think now's the time you do that. I think you don't completely ditch 11-7 for good. It's something where you always keep it in the back pocket for when you might need it. But now is the... You make the change, and it's going to be harsh, but like Alexander Petrovic should come out of the lineup, right? Like I know him and Leon Bischel have had really good chemistry as a third pair and everything like that. And honestly, I wouldn't be upset if that they were the Stars' third pair to start next season, but Ilya Labushkin still actually kills penalty. Petrovic does not. Labushkin's a righty. He can slide right in with Bischel. So I think it's time for Petrovic to come out and go back to 12-6 and just try to embrace that Miro he's not going to be 100% Miro during this playoffs, but mm-hmm. He can now be a full member of defensive society. So
with that means that you have to insert a forward into the lineup. Is that Colin Blackwell you're putting back in, or are we seeing the debut of Maverick Bourque?
I mean, there's also the injury on it. There's also the question on Beck's health too, right?
Yeah, because absolutely.
I would go back to I would like to see Maverick Bourque back in, because I think from a offensive, nothing against Colin Blackwell. I want to be clear on this. Colin Blackwell scored a game winning goal in overtime and everything like that.
And this is the Blackwell Homer show, Sean.
Yeah, exactly. And but to me, I think there's an asset there in Bourque that's, I think, when you're trying to create some offense like the Stars need to after last game, I think he's got some of that higher end skill that can be, that kind of oozes through his game when he's playing with confidence. And I know in the NHL, we haven't really seen him take over games, but I believe in what I've seen from him before when he played in the AHL, and I believe kind of seeing that. And so I am all aboard the idea of getting Bourque a chance back into the lineup.
Okay.
Is what I would be. So,
and with all of your playoff experience covering this team and other teams around the NHL. So I do this thing, and maybe a lot of people do it, where similar to boxing, where you win rounds. A lot of times, sure, I'll look at the score and everything, but I say, okay, which team won that period? And maybe I'm hard on the Stars, but I have Winnipeg winning five of the last six periods as far as what I feel as though they've played. How many periods would you say that Winnipeg has won? And the only reason I ask this, Sean, is I don't want to say the series is tilting, but I do feel as though Winnipeg's starting to get their game going.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
I hear what you're saying, and I think the last night, the Jets won all three periods last night. They might have possibly maybe two the other night. But I'm a big believer that momentum really doesn't care. Like, teams can get better and take steps in the right direction, but like full-blown momentum doesn't really, there's too many factors for momentum to really go from one game to the other. So the Jets are playing better. That's true. The other reality is, even though the Jets played a game they liked better in game four, the Jets have lost eight straight on the road.
Yeah, that's true.
And this is, I know we want to talk about other hockey players, nothing that matters and everything like that. There is a human and emotional part to this.
Sure.
So there's a lot of people who have said, oh my God, the pressure is on the Stars. The pressure is on the Stars to win game six. They have to treat it like game seven. And I understand people who say that. I understand the thought process. I understand thinking, because obviously it's nicer, it'd be nicer to win game six than game seven, because then you get one extra, another extra day of rest. But I haven't watched this series and thought, oh my God, if this goes to game seven, Winnipeg's winning at home. Like, it, now it turns into more of a coin flip in game seven. So, but for me, the series is exactly where I kind of expected it to be. And I realize I'm talking in circles and I understand that, but I expected the Stars to win this in seven. That was my pick before. And that hasn't changed. I think this is a part of playoff hockey is about the inevitability of being able to find the way to get it done in the clutch moment when it's needed. And the Stars didn't do it in game five. The Jets did. Someone's going to step up and be that hero in game six in either Dallas or Winnipeg, or set the tone. And I think what happened in game five doesn't impact that really. I think it could be anyone. And so I'm not trying to sound like a homer. Like, if the Stars lose game six, I'd still pick them in game seven, because I picked them to win in seven games. But I look at this as this is more of an opportunity for Dallas than it is a deal breaker, if that makes sense. Like, this is an opportunity to end this series in six, end it a game earlier than a lot of people thought it would go, than it is necessarily a place to be scared. Embrace the moment. Enjoy it. That would be my kind of takeaway. Again, I'm rambling today, Gavin. Oh, I hope love people it. Like the show.
No, I love it, man. We're just chatting, and that's what it's all about. And so listen, Father's Day is coming up, and if you have not already purchased Sean's recent book, We Win Here, please do. It's a terrific read. It's about the history of Texas hockey and a lot of Dallas Star stories in there as well. And it's co-written by Stephen Meserve and of 100 Degree Hockey, who you've heard here on Spits and Suds, as well as the foreword by one of our favorites, Curtis McKenzie. So it's a terrific book. Great read. We Win Here. Obviously, Elite Prospects. That's where you go for all kinds of great information. And Sean does such a great job on there. And his Shap Shots, which is his Substack, where after every game, you kind of get a rundown of Sean's thoughts with highlights, why and when this happened, and the cause of it. So you can go to Sean's Twitter, at Sean Shapiro, and get that. Enjoy the hockey this weekend. You have a Friday night tilt, then you have a Saturday night tilt. I mean, you need to give us guys all this advice how you can have a family that allows you to watch as much hockey as you do.
Being very attentive to everything else.
Okay, I like that. I like that.
It's taking the kids to school in the morning. It's involving the family and everything like that. And it's right after you and I get off this show, it's going to mow the lawn on a Friday afternoon.
That can be relaxing.
Yes, exactly.
Appreciate it, buddy. Have a great weekend.
Always fun, Gavin. Always fun.
Absolutely. And we'll be on after Saturday night's game. Hopefully we are popping Frosties with you and celebrating as the Stars head to the third straight Western Conference final. So we will see puck drop at 7 on ABC for those of you wondering. And we'll be on right after the game right here on Spits and Suds. Until then, have a great start of the weekend, everyone.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country. And the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.